أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. إن يدعون من دونه إلا إناثا وإن يدعون إلا شيطانا مريدا لعنه الله. وقال لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا. ولأضلنهم ولأمنينهم ولآمرنهم فليبتكن آذان الأنعام ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله. ومن يتخذ الشيطان وليا من دون الله فقد خسر خسرانا مبينا. يعدهم ويمنيهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا. أولئك مأواهم جهنم ولا يجدون عنها محيصا. Allah Ta'ala never forgives the sin of joining partners with Him, and less than shirk, He forgives all sins for whomsoever He pleases. And whoever joins partners with Allah, he has strayed far, far away. These people that call on gods besides Allah Ta'ala, they only call on female deities, and they only call on Shaitan, they only worship Shaitan, the rejected rebel. Allah Ta'ala's curse on him, and he said, لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. I will take for myself a portion assigned to my obedience. Then further I will mislead them, I will create false hopes in them, and I will order them, and they will slit the ears of cattle, and I will order them, and they will deface the creation of Allah. And whoever takes Shaitan as a friend, forsaking Allah Ta'ala, indeed he has suffered a manifest loss. Shaitan makes promises to them, and he creates false desires in them, and Shaitan's promises are nothing but deception. Their abode is Jahannam, and they will find no way to escape therefrom. As Shaitan was cursed, thrown out of the heavens, then he had made a promise that he will take to his sway and to his obedience an assigned portion. And then further he also announced that he will mislead them, creating false desires in them. This is a fact that is abundantly clear, that when a person runs after falsehood, leaves Allah Ta'ala and runs after false gods, runs after falsehoods, his desire and temptation, then he becomes a slave of superstition. When he becomes a slave of superstition, then he goes to magic, astrology, and like in this modern day, he would run after science, and more especially those baseless and perverted theories of science, of evolution, etc. So when he's run away from Allah Ta'ala, he has turned away from Allah Ta'ala, gone after falsehood, then Shaitan makes him a slave of superstition. And when he becomes a slave of superstition, then he will do all these type of funny things, astrology, magic, running after the false and perverted theories of science. And yet they will think that they are smart and intelligent. And in this perversion and this superstitions of theirs, they will then slit the ears of animals and deface the nature and the natural way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It used to happen in the pagans, and it happens in this day as well, slitting the ears of animals just on account of superstitions. And similarly, defacing the creation of Allah ta'ala and the natural ways of Allah ta'ala, like changing the natural appearance, shaving off the beard, or lengthening the mustache, or for men to imitate women, or women to imitate men, or similarly tattooing. These are all ways of defacing the natural way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Defacing, tattooing, and then sometimes then filing the teeth, creating gaps in between to enhance beauty, or shaping the eyebrows. These are all defacing the creation of Allah ta'ala, and these are all the words of the Quran. These are all shaitanic. Shaitan misleads you, he lures you to practice these type of things. But remember, whoever takes shaitan as a friend, forsaking Allah ta'ala and his ways, then obviously he has failed, and his failure is manifest. All shaitan does is he makes promises and he creates false hopes in his votaries. Shaitan has two type of votaries. One are those who reject Allah ta'ala outright. So when they have rejected Allah ta'ala outright, then they will look for some type of solace and some type of support. So they will look into science, they will look into magic, into astrology and other things for some type of security, because they have forsaken Allah ta'ala. So this is the result. So shaitan creates false desires in them. But those who believe and do righteous works, soon will we admit them into gardens with rivers flowing beneath to dwell therein forever. And this is the true promise of Allah Ta'ala, and whose word can be truer than Allah Ta'ala's. It is not your desire nor the desire of the people of the book that will prevail. The people of the book were seated with the Muslims on one occasion. So they said to the Muslims that we are superior to you because our Nabi is before your Nabi and our book is before your book. Hence we are superior to you. And the Muslims also retorted saying that we are superior to you because our Nabi is the head of all the Anbiya and our book has come to cancel all the books of the past. Hence we are better than you. The verse was revealed that it is not your desire nor the desire of the people of the book that will prevail. This merit and virtue of the hereafter is not based on desire and hopes. Rather, the principle by Allah Ta'ala has been explained, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءَ يُجْزَبِ. Whoever does any wrong, then he will be recompensed accordingly. When this verse was revealed, it created great anxiety in the Sahaba Kiram, and they expressed their concern to the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that who of us hasn't committed any evil. Nabi sallam comforted them saying that when a person is righteous and he commits an error, a mistake, then Allah Ta'ala requites him and recompenses him with some small type of a punishment. Sometimes it is that he stumbles, sometimes a thorn pricks him, sometimes a little inconvenience that he goes through, he is looking for something in one pocket, it turns out to be in the other. So the little inconvenience that he goes through this Allah Ta'ala forgives and pardons him. وَلَا يَجِدْ لَهُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيَّ وَلَا نَصِيرًا. So whosoever does any evil, then he will be requited accordingly, and he will find no friend, no helper besides Allah Ta'ala. But whoever does righteous works, be it a male or a female, and he has faith, he has iman, so this is the standard of acceptance, the criteria for acceptance, that you do righteous works, male or female, would fade, then they will enter into Jannah and they will not be harmed, no injustice will be done to them to the least extent. Then, where Allah Pak speaks about Iman and what Iman refers to, and whose deen can be better than one who surrenders himself entirely to Allah Ta'ala. He surrenders himself to Allah Ta'ala emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, physically, entirely he gives himself to Allah Ta'ala, and he does good as well. One is this total submission, total surrendering to Allah Ta'ala. If it is the command of Allah Ta'ala, then he doesn't ask, he doesn't challenge the command of Allah Ta'ala. Rather, he only wants to know whether this is the command of Allah Ta'ala. And then once he is confirmed that it is the command of Allah Ta'ala, then he gives himself, surrenders himself entirely, emotionally, intellectually, physically, in every respect he gives himself to Allah Ta'ala. And number two, he does it well as well. Whatever he's doing it well. So this is the criteria for acceptance, that you give yourself entirely to Allah Ta'ala. That means within your heart, within your mind, you are pure and clean. There is honesty, truth and sincerity within your heart. And outwardly, وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ, whatever work you are doing it correctly. And it can be only correct if it is in accordance to the Sunnah, the Mubarak way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So both internally and externally he is right, there is conformity, there is submission. And further, this is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he follows the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the one that was upright and straight, free from all types of deviations. Hanif is that person who has forsaken all falsehood, all false gods and false religion, but he has done this with sight and vision, and he has turned to Allah Ta'ala entirely. So the one that turns away from false gods and falsehood with sight and vision, and he turns entirely to Allah Ta'ala, this is the one that is Hanif. And then when he is doing so much that he's surrendering himself, he is good in what he's doing, then he's following the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he is upright, there is a consistent pattern in him of truth and honesty, then such a person is taken as a special friend by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala had taken Ibrahim alayhi salam as his special friend. And to Allah ta'ala belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth, and Allah ta'ala encompasses all things. Jazakallahu khairan.